up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. It's another week in polka music land here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. Got a bunch of records here. My mission is to play them. Hopefully, you'll be eavesdropping on this entire process for the next hour. So let's get to work here. Got a bunch of records. Got to get them played here before the end of the hour, so we'll see if we can't jam them all in here. Let's start off with a classic from Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Everybody knows it. It's the clarinet polka. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra get us rolling with the clarinet polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Beautiful day here in northern Minnesota today. I hope it's at least as beautiful where you're at today. I don't even know what day it is for you or where you are, but it doesn't matter. Let's hope that it's a nice day, all right? Now, if you remember last week, I mentioned that I was going through the records that I had pulled out, and I had stumbled on a record that was called The Dirty Polka by the Dirty Polka Band. And I didn't remember it, so I opted not to play it because I thought, well, there could be trouble here. Maybe I probably shouldn't play this. So I waited till the show was over, and I listened to it, and it's a really good thing I didn't play it because it was not full of double entendre. It was not full of dirty words that were beeped out. It was disgusting. So fortunately, my urge to play it safe and self-censor proved to be correct. So you will never hear The Dirty Polka by the Dirty Polka Band on this show. However, that doesn't mean we won't play a song that might be a little naughty. And I just happen to have one of those here. But fortunately, anything naughty has been bleeped out of it so we can get away with it. Here's Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers. This is the Derby Town Polka.
I went down to Derby Town just the other day, and there I saw the fattest goat that was ever fed on hay. The horns upon this billy goat were made of solid brass. The one stuck out of his shoulder and the other came out of his. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. On this billy goat, they were so far apart, and every time when he'd bend down, he'd let a little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Billy goat, they were so very thick, and every time when he'd bend down, you could see his little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Hey! Derby Town, they lived in a house of glass, and every time they'd take a bath, you could see their little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Hey! He is not very rich, but those guys that play this song, they're a Derby. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I.
There you go, Gene Thomas and his Jolly Brothers there, Derby Town Polka, and no naughty words or anything in that one, and you could just kind of fill them in on your own and, you know, pick any word that rhymes. You know, it wouldn't have to be anything that could be construed as something naughty, you know. But anyway, there you go. I think, if I recall, weren't Gene Thomas Jolly Brothers out of Minneapolis, right? Yeah, I'm probably right. Maybe. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? What do you think? Shall we? I don't think we've ever played this one before. I know I've played the polka that's on the other side. I don't, well, maybe, but if we've played it before, it's been a long, long time. Here's Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman, and this is the Timber Script Line.
There are nailers and tailors and all kinds of bobs. There are Yankees and hobos all looking for jobs. When a big-bellied Dutchman came over from Rhine, now he's chasing the dogs on the timber strip line.
Timber!
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 Get me off of that timber strip line.
There's the old man himself who keeps store at the mill. You can buy his whole stock for a $5 bill. 8 pounds of old standard, his clay pipes are fine, that he sells to the hobos on timber script line.
Timber!
From St. Paul and for Wausau we're bound, to work for that script and to sleep on the ground. Our coats and our satchels is all we can find, to build up a bed on that timber script line.
Timber!
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 Get me off of that timber script line.
Let's hide our old axes and head for the west, to the big prairie haystacks, a good place to rest. We'll go down to Marshfield, some pleasure to find, leaving all those old bums and that whole Ogden line.
There you go. It's Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman there. Timber here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week of spinning polka records here on the radio. Glad you decided to flip on the radio or the computer or your streaming phone magic device, whatever it is, on which you happen to be listening to the show this week. Coming up, it's Russ Morgan and the Orchestra with the Polka Forest after we talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and tell you not to go there. Because, we're social distancing and we're playing it safe and we're not hanging out, and you know. So, but you still want to pay them a visit when the opportunity is more or better. How's that for phraseology? In the meantime, you can visit them virtually, however. They have a dandy website, worldofaccordions.org, where you can kind of see some photos of the museum. And you can say to yourself, gosh, I'd sure like to go there. And you can when things are a little more travel friendly out around the world. But anyway, yeah, check them out online. They got the beautiful concert hall. They have activities and events. You know what's going on as we get into this year? I do not know. I think everybody, no matter what you're planning, the answer is kind of, I do not know. Because we're just waiting to see how this whole COVID-19 thing works out for us. But in the meantime, check them out online. That's perfectly safe. If you're worried, just sanitize your computer first. Be careful, though. I work with a girl who saturates everything in the studio with Lysol, like sprays and wipes, and you can't even hardly use the keyboard because your fingers stick to all the stuff. Don't get carried away, but play it safe and check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All the information there. Really, you might want to, like, once we get past all this, get a group of people together. Head up there in a big Winnebago or something. They'd love it. Anyway, let's move on to the tunes here. Oh, by worldofaccordions.org. I always like to end with that because then you'll remember it, right? Russ Morgan and the Orchestra. Not normally what you consider an old-time band, but an orchestra of the day. Very popular. Did some polkas. This is the Go Man Go Polka. Russ Morgan and the Orchestra. Wow, you'd have a stroke listening to that one. Holy cow. The Go Man Go Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. What the heck I got over here? Oh, yeah, this is kind of a short one, too. But it's still kind of fun. You can make just about any song into a polka if you have the right attitude, including an old Hank Williams country song. Here's Marv Masterman. This is the Jambalaya Polka. There, see, Hank? You could almost hear Hank Williams singing along. There's the Jambalaya Polka with Marv Masterman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget, too, you can get in touch with us. Easy ways to do that with modern times. You can, you could make a phone call. That would be one way to do it, where you could send a text or you could actually speak and leave a message to area code 218. Yes, you could actually talk. Area code 218-259-2985 is the number. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, any of those ways. Well, get a message to us. If you have request, dedication, comment, question, whatever it might be, we'll take it. All right. I don't remember playing this one. Another waltz already in the show? Sure, why not? That's an extra waltz already. We have a bonus for you this week. But it's a great record, and I can't remember the last time we played this one either. Here are the Six Fat Dutchmen and the old Schmaltz Waltz.
A waltz ain't a waltz till they play it with schmaltz, like the old Schmaltz Waltz. They wax up the floor so your feet won't get sore from the old Schmaltz Waltz. Give me a big fat tuba, two big alones from Cuba, a sliding trombone, and I'll come sliding home on the old Schmaltz Waltz. The kids on the street and the cop on the beat love the old Schmaltz Waltz. The Kellys, the Combs, and the Tony Tortones do the old Schmaltz Waltz. Once round an old grind organ, Vanderbilt danced with Morgan, and that's how my pa met and married my ma. Bless the old Schmaltz Waltz. Thank you. big bumblebee buzz around in the breeze to the old Schmaltz waltz. The sea meets the shore, and they do an encore to the old Schmaltz waltz. I heard a little cricket flicking it in a thicket, and even the birds seem to whistle the words of the old Schmaltz waltz.
I don't remember playing that one on the show before. I haven't heard that record in a long, long time. There's the Six Fat Dutchman and the old Schmaltz waltz, one of those great old RCA Victor 45s from the early 50s, pressed on the translucent blue vinyl. Very festive here on the Oompa Hour. You never get to see the festive labels and the colorful vinyl and stuff on some of these records. Sometimes I think the show should be a video. Of course, then I would have to look pretty while I was doing it. See, I didn't even shave this morning, so you can hear the sound of whiskers there. It's very, very noisy. But anyway, this next record, this song has been performed by many great old-time bands over the years. And it always seems to stick out to me that old-time bands do this, because it's not really a polka or like a schottische or a waltz or anything. I always think of it as a Dixieland tune, really. But a lot of old-time bands do it, and it's a great song, and it's done old-time style here by Lou Greco, simply titled South. Surprise ending. They call that a surprise trick ending there. Catches the disc jockey, makes him sound like he doesn't know what he's doing. There's Lou Greco in the band. And South here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. Let's get some accordioning going here. Is that what it is? If you're playing the accordion, are you accordioning? I think you are. Here's John Jeske and the John Jeske Band, oddly enough. This is the Accordion Polka Medley, which is a nice way of saying we took a whole bunch of songs and kind of jammed them in together into one. ¶¶
polka. Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. Here's a polka called Accordiana. The Just Because Polka.
Man, John Jeske with the John Jeske Band there. The accordion polka medley, and there was an awful lot of fancy accordion going on in that one. Ah, yes, and you heard it right here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. And right here, listen on your favorite radio station or wherever happened to be getting the show from this week. Now, here's an outfit we don't hear from very often. Have the Arcadia Polka up next on an old Soma record out of Minneapolis. And, you know, Soma is the first name of Amos, spelled backwards. Amos Heiliarcher was the owner of the record company, and he named it after himself and spelled his first name backwards, and it became Soma Records. But it's Amos was his first name. So if you happen to run into any of those records, now you know a little bit of trivia about them. Anyway, here's Ernie Reck and his Country Playboys. This is the Arcadia Polka. We'll be right back. All right, don't hear Ernie Reck and his country playboys very often, but there you have them with the Arcadia Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing obscure polka music off genuine phonograph records to the world here on the interwebs and radio stations around the land. Glad to have you with us for another week. Here's another one you don't hear a lot, Dick Hagedorn with the Eighth Notes, and it's kind of a fitting song, taking into account recent weather improvements lately, especially up here in the North Country. This is the Springtime Polka. All right, did it make you feel springtimey, huh? Dick Hagedorn there with the Eighth Notes and the Springtime Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now let's do something altogether different, shall we? You know when you're watching an old-time band play and you're at a dance somewhere, maybe they're doing a four-hour gig, and of course they don't always stick just right to old-time music. Sometimes they throw in, you know, a big band number. Maybe they do In the Mood, or they do Pennsylvania 65,000, or maybe they throw in an old country and western tune, and they're doing a kind of old-time style because they're an old-time band. Well, this is one of those records. This is an old-time label and an old-time band that happens to be doing what's basically a 50s rock and roll song that's not a real common song, I guess. I think of Jerry Lee Lewis doing it right away, Drinking Wine, Spodeody, and it was pronounced many different ways, and it was sung by a lot of different groups, some early blues guys and stuff, and it's just a fun record, and it's done kind of old-time style anyway. This is the Tom and Lou combo, and when they do it, it's Drinking Wine, Spolioli.
Like to twist, some people like to shout. I just like to sit and watch and drink wine right from the spout.
I drink wine slowly, only drink wine. I drink wine slowly, only drink wine. I drink wine slowly, only drink wine slowly, only drink wine slowly, only drink wine.
Drink one glass or two. That's what you should do. Yeah, drink one glass or two and swing with Tom and Lou. Drink wine, Spoolie, only drink wine. Drink wine, Spoolie, only drink wine. Drink wine, Spoolie, only drink wine. Spoolie, only drink wine. Spoolie, only drink wine. Really high, but before we say goodbye, just have one drink and you will think that you're flying up in the sky. Drink wine, Spoolie, only drink wine. Drink wine, Spoolie, only drink wine. Drink wine, Spoolie, only drink wine. Spoolie, only drink wine. Spoolie, only drink wine.
That's what happens when you have a couple of guys in the band at the gig and they're like, oh, I want to play some rock and roll. You know, nothing with more than three chords would be nice. So there you have the Tom and Lou combo here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Let's go for something a little more traditional. Let's go back a ways to the Deutschmeisters. Here's the Ginger Snap Polka. So you have a Ginger Snap Polka. Now it makes me want cookies. There's the Deutschmeisters. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, as long as we're playing, I'm really going down the back roads here. We're down in the archives of polka music, I'm telling you. I got another one I don't think I've ever played on the show before. How is that possible? We're on show number 317. Thousands of polka records have been played on this show. How am I still pulling out records that I'm like, I'm pretty sure I haven't played this one? Of course, I could forget that I've played it, too. That is a factor. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with a whole bunch of little kids. This is the PTA Polka. Thank you. There you go. Frankie Yankovic is Yanks and a whole bunch of kids. It doesn't seem to say here on the record who the kids are. Maybe they're future Yanks, huh? That's the PTA Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's do another one of those records pressed on a festive colored vinyl, shall we? We don't get to do this very often, where we have a nice color record. Imagine if you were only listening to the show on a color radio, you could see this. No, you couldn't. Here's Joey's Polka. This is the Bill Will Band. There you go, the Bill Will Band. I assume it's Bill and Will in the band there. Joey's Polka on a beautiful translucent green 45 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, I'm telling you that when I see a record that says it's by Frank and Carl and they are playing a concertina and a zither, I say to myself, self, that is a record you need to play. Here's Annie's Polka. Thank you. Frank and Carl there. That's Annie's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think if I look, I could tell you Frank and Carl who. Why do they print things with such small ink? Hang on here. I'm getting the extra super high-power reading glasses here because I just feel I should tell you their names. Frank Berendt and Carl Candlebiner. Binder. Yeah, I think that's what it says. I need like 400 power reading glasses, man. Anyway, that's Annie's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We got more coming up. A couple more songs. Easy going to fit in the show. I've been playing a lot of short records this week. I think we're getting a few more songs into the show than we usually do. Walter Lesniak and the orchestra are on the way next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't get a couple more tunes into the Oompa Hour this week. You know, we got probably not a lot of dances and stuff you can go to because of all the sheltering in place and crowd rules and germs and all that kind of stuff. Hey, but you can turn up the radio and dance, and the best thing about that is there doesn't have to be anybody watching you, so even if you're crummy at it, you can still have a lot of fun and not be embarrassed, you know. Walter Lesniak and his orchestra, we love you all, Polka.
We love you, Jenny, oh yes we do. We love you, Jenny, oh yes we do. We love you, Jenny, we do. Oh, Jenny, we love you. We love you, Carol, oh yes we do. We love you, Carol, oh yes we do. We love you, Carol, we do.
Thank you.
I have no idea who they're singing about, but that's Walter Lesniak and the orchestra. We love y'all, Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Let's see how many records we can cram in here this week. Let's do one from Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. What will you have? Lil Wally there, and the Harmony Boys. Let's sneak in one more record and then get out of here for the week, shall we? From Baltimore, Maryland, here's the Brass Works. This is called Polka Carousel.
Goes up and down while we go round and round. The children laugh as they ride upon the carousel. It makes me feel so young at heart. Come watch the kiddies play, having fun on the carousel. As they go round and round, oh, hear those happy sounds. Come join me, friends, for a ride upon the carousel. It makes you feel so young at heart. I remember when I was a little boy, my daddy took me there to see the county fair. I was in heaven when I rode upon that old gray mare. I simply never had a care. Come watch the kiddies play, having fun on the carousel. As they go round and round, oh, hear those happy sounds. Come join me, friends, for a ride upon the carousel. It makes you feel so young at heart.
The Brass Works. Ah, yeah, riding on the old polka carousel here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And as I take a look at the old clock on the wall, It's telling me we're about out of time. Oh, well, there's still plenty of records to play. Fortunately, there's week after week after week after week. We'll just keep on playing them. So hopefully, mark your calendars, and we'll do this again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. There's a lot more records to play. Let's make a date to get together next week about this same time. See if we can't play a few more of them. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.